Friends in Christ, hear once more these words from our Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said, "The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and covered up. Then in his joy, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field." Picture, if you will, a painting. In this painting is a man, exhausted, sweaty, bending over, twisting, and grunting as he pulls up something of value that has been planted in the ground. He's surrounded by more, a bountiful crop, just waiting to be harvested by this worker. His face is shaded, but you can just get a glimpse of his expression. He's determined to reap all that he has been sown in the field. His appearance otherwise seems to indicate that he's of working class. He doesn't have much. Everything he has is invested in what he slowly drags up from the dirt. This image is at the forefront of our painting, this man. It is the focus of our attention. Can you see it? You may not understand the value of this crop, but this man does. His entire livelihood is wrapped up in the yield that this field will produce. What happens next will determine if his work was worth it. What comes up from the soil makes all his sacrifice worthwhile. Can you picture the painting? How about now? We'll turn to our next slide. Can you picture the man exhausted, bending over, pulling up of what he values that's been planted in the ground? His entire livelihood is wrapped up in this yield that this field produces. You see, this painting is based on the parable of the buried treasure that we have today, in light of Christ's love for us. Its artist, a man named Edward Riojas, tells us of its meaning. He says, "It's interesting to read the parable while thinking of Christ in a cemetery. The field is not a garden, but a field strewn with stones, gravestones. Christ sells all he has, his very life, and he buys that field to retrieve the treasure that is hidden in it." And it's interesting to me that the English word coffin has the same origin as the word coffer, a place where you place your money. And it's interesting to me that the English word casket also happens to be a treasure chest. At any rate, this painting is of Christ's return, and he is pulling that treasure out of the ground. I couldn't get around the idea of the field being a cemetery with its scattered stones and the man, Christ Jesus, coming to claim his hidden treasure. For Matthew 13 reads, "For joy, he sold all he had and bought that field." Holy Scripture sometimes contains the most understated truths. All that he had was his very life, given for us. Not with gold or silver, as we are told, but with his holy, precious blood. So that man pulls out a treasure with his pierced hands. The wounds are permanent, but his crucifixion and death are not. The painting points to Holy Scripture with another finger. It illustrates just how much we contribute to salvation. Nothing. We were dead. Not only were we dead, but we were dead in our sins. If that were not enough, we were bound in Satan's chains. We were in a box from which we could not escape. So think of what comes to mind when you see a figure like this in this painting. Think of what comes to mind when you open up those Bibles. Reading the Bible, we often put ourselves as the main character. Reading the Bible, we like to think that we are the one going out to buy a treasure. We are the one finding a hidden pearl. We often put ourselves as the main character. We think that we are the person who has to give up all we have in order to be welcomed into God's kingdom. How self-centered and narcissistic can we be? Sometimes life isn't all about you. Life isn't about us working tirelessly trying to earn God's good graces. Life isn't about us seeking treasure. Because it's no thanks to us or for our sacrifice that we find that we are already in God's kingdom. And this truth is so much better than we even envision. When we place Jesus as the main character, when we put God first, we aren't the ones digging. Jesus is and always has. And in fact, the treasure isn't of some sort of trinket that we can put away and put in a shelf on our treasure chest. Because Christ calls us his treasure. Christ calls each and every one of our loved ones, each and every one of our ancestors, from every land, nation, race, or tribe, his treasure. And he not only calls us his treasure, but the whole testimony of Scripture, the whole Bible, calls us his treasure. If you remember today in our Old Testament lesson from the book of Moses called Deuteronomy, time and time again, God calls his people his treasured possession. You are not your own. You were bought and paid for. So this makes sense that the English language helps us in this scenario. The words coffin and casket are derived from the same words that are used for containers of wealth. And furthermore, vaults are used to inter this wealth. And as we can see, that our worth doesn't end when we leave this earthly life. In fact, our worth becomes even more heightened. And what points us to Christ's love for us is not only his payment for our sins through his sacrifice, but also the reality of what he considers valuable. He treasures the sinful, the lost, the dregs of humanity, the rotting, the forgotten, the discarded for convenience, the destroyed by design, the consumed by disease, consumed by woe. This is what the Lord values. A life that was taken from us before it even has breath is what Jesus treasures. A life that nobody can even remember the name on a faded gravestone. This is what the Lord treasures. This mess of ugliness, he treasures. And not only did Christ Jesus give his all for it, but he enfolds it in his arms. And he holds it closer to his chest. This is what the kingdom of heaven is like. And in fact, you and I today, though we are alive in body, are living in this field. Because we already are in this kingdom of God's grace. And we await that final day when we are ushered into a new kingdom of that of his kingdom of glory, where we will not have to fear disease or even death for that matter. So here again, these words, as he has prominently put, as he signed the bottom of this page. And as you can see, the artist even wrote his name, as an artist typically does, but he put it in a different place. Can you guess where it is? Instead of the corner where an artist would paint his last name, the artist put his own name right there on the gravestone, realizing that he is no exception. So hear these words of Scripture once more, as you and I delight in what we call being in the kingdom of God. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and hid. And for joy over it, he goes and sells all he has and buys that field. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses our understanding, guard your hearts and minds in the one true faith until life everlasting. Amen.